Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Sobriety. Moving further every day. Plenty of young cats still got affection for real spitters. Hair of the dog got good reason to feel bitter. Plenty of real bigots burn bridges and meal tickets. I ain't gotta be specific. You feel me if you live it. And if you
Central Virginia's it, progressive voice. WPVC LP, Charlottesville.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. With your host, Leslie M. Scott Jones.
That sounds
and David
awesome.
Von Strawn.
It's just going to have to be like this. I can't figure out your phone. I don't know. I don't know.
It's David.
I do your phone.
Hello! Charlottesville!
Okay.
It is September. Do you have a time in September? Second,
you
2018. Yes, I... Actually, no, I'm not. I'm never okay. Never okay. There's always something wrong. I'm like a pig can. If you shake me, there's always something rattling.
It's
deep, bro. Like, you see my man over here nodding. He's like, man.
You know what? I have so many things I could say to that, but I can't. Like, I don't know if I should put them in like chronological order,
I'm sure you got a list. You have a list. You have moments. Yeah.
What happens when there's a hole in the can and something leaks out?
There's a lot of paint that just goes all across the place. And I apologize, Leslie, for any time that I've gotten paint on you. Because it has been many a time.
Well, but you know what?
And you've
I don't mind being slippery with you. It's okay.
When yes. I was enough.
Ooh, he's singing to me this morning. Ooh, thank you.
You made me believe in me. See, I've been doing that ragtime thing, so I've been getting my warm up on.
Look
shout
at
out,
you.
Shout out to Kristen. Shout out to the ragtime crew.
Oh,
making me better than what I thought I could be. Oh, stop.
Stop.
It.
I'm going to have to take, I'm gonna take this off
stop
in a minute.
It.
I'm all hot
stop
up in
it.
Here.
You need to stop.
Woo.
You need to stop.
Woo.
Like I said, it's September. It's not getting any chillier, but
so you're singing in ragtime, and I'm singing this afternoon in the blues festival at Ix.
What? Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yes. It's gonna be the jam.
It is gonna be the jam.
Ix has been doing some dope stuff lately.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Y'all need to go down there. See.
Yeah. It starts at 1 o'clock.
Leslie, I'm just
gonna
plug it.
Got a scene.
Plug it.
Two of Water, playing at the Blues Festival, Ix Park starts at 1. It's actually a competition. So if we win.
Say what?
It's a competition. So if we win, we
like
get
American
to.
American Idol? Like Star Search? Like what? How does that work? How does
really?
That work?
You went to Star Search. That's where you went.
Totally dates me. But I mean, go
but
on.
No, if we win in our category, we get to go to a bigger festival in Memphis in January.
What?
Right?
Oh, and that's where.
Right.
Well, people got argue if it was Memphis and New Orleans, but where blues is originated. And so they don't mess around.
They
so
don't.
It's like going to like not even all
we're
state,
going to the show.
Like all national.
We're
like,
going to the show.
To the show. Big show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be dope.
I was excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So no pressure.
So yeah, y'all come out.
Come on
no,
out.
No, there is no One pressure. O'clock. It's all fun.
I know how you civilians like to do. Y'all like to get day drunk on Sunday. And that's cool. And that's cool because tomorrow, because Monday's another day. Like, I know how it is. I see y'all in the crosswalk. Be careful. I see y'all coming from Three Notch. Hey, yeah! Woo! Yeah. Sunday! That's why we can't get a guest at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Exactly, yes.
It's crazy. But that's neither here nor there.
No.
Let's move on. Our first guest is on the phone.
Yes.
So,
they're on the phone.
They're on the phone.
The
so,
phone.
I guess you got to put something up to
where,
it.
Where your speaker?
There's really no speaker. Oh, it's right here.
Oh, okay.
Side,
cool.
Right here. Phone-wise.
Oh, it's just.
Yeah. So, So yeah, we're gonna turn it. I guess we're gonna turn it this way.
I don't. We're playing contortionist right here.
It's weird.
It's all right. It's all
Matt,
right.
You here? Do we got a Matt?
Yes, I'm here.
He's here.
Matthew Owell's in the house. He is a flautist. Celtic flautist? Am I correct in that?
Or do you
not like categories? Or do you just flout at all?
I'm sorry. Continue. Did we lose him?
Oh, you're distorting a little bit. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
I apologize. That's my apologies. So you were saying in terms of flautists, flute work.
Yeah, my dad is a flute maker. So from the time I was pretty young, there was a lot of music around. He makes the wooden style flutes that are commonly played in traditional Irish music.
Mm-hmm.
So from the time I was pretty young, we went to a lot of festivals and music events and informal sessions or music parties, both locally in the Central Virginia area, but also a fair bit of traveling up and down the East Coast to music festivals and that sort of thing.
So, whoa.
I would have been playing flute and the Irish style penny whistle and a frame drum called a bowron, which is another common instrument in Irish music,
mm-hmm.
From about the time I was 9 or 10 years old.
Mm.
Do you play the joint that Peter Pan plays in Peter Pan? Not the Disney Peter Pan, but Peter Pan and Pirates. It looks like a triangle, but it looks like the Gumby cut.
Really?
It's like, yeah, I want to know. No, I'm just playing. I'm just being awkward. But no,
please forgive me.
No, but you've been a lifelong flute player. So talk about that. Talk about being raised and kind of like nurtured in this haven of music and just being like hooked on it right away.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that was amazing about it for me was that from a pretty young age, I was a part of this incredible community of musicians, both in the United States and internationally. When I was growing up, Irish music was maybe not as widespread as it is now, but now it's played all over the world. People who have kind of crystallized as a community around this particular style of music, largely because it's social, it's fun. People get together and they play. You can go to concerts and hear really amazing professional quality music, but you can also go to somebody's house and just sit around and play music for fun. And so being part of this community and having teachers and mentors, both on the music and the dance side, and I can talk about the dance a little bit later on, but having those people be part of my community and my group of friends was a really, I think, a pretty unique and really special experience that I feel very grateful for.
Right on. And with that, I'm going to segue into your latest project with you and a person called Cybertrad at the Front Porch Roots Music School, September 7th. Talk about that, because that's a project that I'm that Clinton just hit me to. I didn't even hear about it until our EP, HNIC, Clinton Johnson, put us onto it. So I'm excited about it. I want you to tell the audience about it, and we'll talk about it from there.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. It's this Friday night, 8 p.m. at the Front Porch in downtown Charlottesville. We'll be doing a concert at the Front Porch. The project is called Cybertrad. I spearheaded it a couple of years ago and released an album. The folks who will be performing this Friday, I'm collaborating with a beatboxer named Chuck Maddox. Chuck the Maddox is a phenomenal beatboxer from Baltimore, Maryland. So he'll be coming down with me, and then a bass player named Ralph Gordon, who I've known for a long time. And my wife, Emily Olson, is our special guest dancer, so she'll be busting out some moves to some of the music. And really, it's the idea behind the project is it's kind of a collaboration between Irish-style wooden flute and human beatbox. And this would be going back maybe 10 years now that I sort of thought, gosh, you know, that's a musical sound combination that I haven't heard before.
Hmm.
And I started wondering what it would sound like to pair, you know, Irish and Breton style wooden flute with the vocal percussion and beatbox stuff, and mixing in some other musical influences as well. But you know, bringing those two worlds, one very melodic and one very percussive, together. Also because the flute, being a wind instrument, has a lot to do with breathing and breath and beatbox, obviously, as well. So I felt like there was this kind of unexplored kinship between these two musical styles. And the original project, the album that we recorded, featured a guy named Shotokei Telefiro, who's, again, from Baltimore, a phenomenal percussionist and musician and beatboxer. He wasn't available for this particular set of performances, so he recommended our mutual friend Chuck Maddox to come in. And so I'm excited to be working with Chuck and giving this material sort of a new life. And there were some other really amazing musicians who I got to work with for the recording project. Mm-hmm. The album is called Cybertrad. Folks can check that out on iTunes and Spotify and all those good places. So they should check that out if they're interested in hearing what Irish style wooden flute sounds like with beatbox.
And
but,
you know,
yeah, it's been quite a journey.
And you know what's funny? They can listen to it right now because we got music right here.
We
so,
got it.
Yeah, we got the plug. We got the plug on Irish beatbox. So y'all just hang tight. We're gonna what song do you want us to play?
Oh gosh, any of those tracks that I sent you would be fine.
Okay, Clinton's gonna pick one and we're gonna play it. Which one, Clinton?
Pretty song.
You can check out that opening track there. The track one is a good starter.
We'll do the track now. Storm this head.
This one's called Storm This Head.
Yeah.
Coming up right now. Storm This Nest by Cybertrad. Oh my god, that was amazing. We're gonna be right back. We're gonna talk we'll talk with Matthew Owall about the making of Cybertrad, all that good stuff, but we gotta pay some bills. This is Homegrown. Drop.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chris Allen. You're listening to Homegrown. This is
I just wanna dance now.
0.7.
18 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm David. That's Leslie. Clinton on the boards. I'm going to get my tongue right. Matthew Howell is on the phone. Matt, you still here?
Yeah.
Awesome. Talking to us about Cybertrad. That was amazingly dope. That was beyond dope. That was
Thanks
so great.
Thanks so much.
That was so great.
Yeah, those are a couple of original tunes. So in addition to playing older traditional music, I also write original pieces. So that was two tunes, a style of a dance tune called a jig, and then another style called a march. You hear the beatbox stylings of Mr. Shoder K. Talaferro there, a great bass player named Simon Lapage from Montreal, who recorded the bass parts for the some of the tracks on the album.
Yeah, just
and,
down
yeah,
from
really
Montreal.
Really, just an exciting
just,
opportunity to yeah, collaborate true. With some great musicians.
It sounds like you just grabbed like a super group like from across the world. So that sounds amazing. So the question is that, you know, the stuff that you play is usually comes from a traditional sense, an old world type of feel. Has there been any type of blowback creating like new wave modern music, meshing those qualities of that and traditional Irish flute together? Have you gotten any like, you know, bad tweets or like, you know, oh my god, you're ruining the culture?
It's such a good
what
question.
Are you doing to,
yeah,
this,
I mean,
to the traditional,
you know,
Irish
funny,
sense here?
And I don't think this is unique to Irish music or folk music, you know, in the sense of like the Celtic diaspora or whatever you want to call some of these related traditions. I mean, I think anybody who plays an older style has to kind of walk this line between paying respect to their roots and kind of recognizing where they've come from, and then also embracing the fact that these traditions are not static. They're not fixed in time, right? They're constantly evolving. Each generation and each artist is kind of putting their own spin on the tradition. So there is this kind of balancing act that I'm very conscious of. And when I was setting out to work on this project, I knew that it might be a sound that, you know, some people who really love and embrace the traditional style were not necessarily going to be fans of. You know, if you love the really diehard old school traditional sound, electric bass and beatbox are just not textures that we're used to hearing in the context of that music. But at the same time, for me, that, you know, that was the project. It was like, take these older styles and older sounds and mesh them and try to hybridize them with things that are, you know, current in the sense that they're being used in other styles of music, but also to try to figure out what is that new sound within this tradition sound like. So if there's folks out there who really are not cool with what I'm doing, they haven't told me. I did get one kind of funny review of the album when it first came out. I got some really nice reviews from the Irish Echo and some other places, but I got one review who kind of grudgingly said, "This isn't my cup of tea, but it's cool." And I thought,
that's awesome.
I felt like that was kind of high praise, because it was obvious that the person writing, you know, really loved the traditional sound and that they were approaching it cautiously.
And that's what you got to do.
That something interesting was happening.
Yeah,
so
you don't have
I felt
to.
Like, okay, I'm cool with that. Like that's a feedback that I can totally embrace.
Exactly. You don't have to love it. You know, just respect the skill and respect, you know, the quality in which that comes out of it. And I wanted to like also mention that, like, when you talked about in the beginning how a lot of the stuff that, you know, y'all as, you know, flautists did were mostly in small communities, were mostly inside, like, you know, living rooms and stuff like that. That kind of reminds me of the hip hop community as well.
As it started out,
you know, on the corner, spin ciphers, you know, writing down your notes, you know, plugging it with your boys, you know, doing it in your studio, aka the bathroom,
or
in the closet,
or your basement, yeah, your grandma's basement.
So it was definitely a music that was originated like in the home, so to speak, and not necessarily in the studio.
Yeah.
So can you talk about that, like, correlation?
That's such a good point too. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And to me, that was kind of one of the things that was a sort of an early spark for this idea, was saying, like, so much about Irish music and hip hop, like, they share a lot of commonality in terms of that social aspect, the getting together with your friends and jamming, really coming out of a community, coming out of a tradition. You know, people in the folk music world don't necessarily think of hip hop as traditional, but I really think it is. Like, you're talking about a music that's an oral tradition that's now being handed down to multiple generations. So in that way, they share a lot of common ideas and kind of common flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, both coming out of groups of people who historically have been oppressed. Now, obviously, you know, the African American experience is so much more intense in so many ways, right? Because
mm-hmm.
Irish immigrants didn't have to deal with being enslaved,
right?
So that's an obvious.
But they did have to deal with being dehumanized.
Place where it's different.
Yes, right. I hear you.
Well,
I hear you, and I respect. And I respect and appreciate the difference.
In more recent times, suffered. Unequal access
mm-hmm.
to things like education and healthcare and jobs and all this kind of stuff. So, and it's complicated too, because, like, you know, you have Irish immigrants coming over to the United States and fighting for the Union in the Civil War and fighting for the Confederacy. So it's like so much of the rest of our history, it's kind of a hot mess. You know what I'm saying?
But it's also, I think, notable that both of these groups of people started creating music as a way of not just resistance, but a way of healing what they were going through, a way to talk about it, a way to
absolutely
get other people to enter their experience. So I think that's definitely worth noting.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this type of melding is nothing new. I think from the moment, isn't it true that from the moment the Irish came here, they not only did they bring their music, but they started mixing their music with a lot of the African American flavors mm-hmm. that they were encountering?
Yes, definitely. And going back much earlier, I think, than people often think about. Like, we're, you know, if you've seen, I don't know, Gangs in New York, or like something that takes place
in the 19th
century.
I was just thinking about Gangs in New York.
Five Points, or we think about recent Irish immigrants and people of color, you know, trading music and dance steps and styles and tunes and this kind of blending. But that would have already been happening, you know, a couple of hundred years before that in the Caribbean. And that's a big part of the early story of American dance traditions, like tap dance, and later, you know,
they
funk
did that in Assassin's Creed, Black
kind of
Flag.
I'm sorry,
but
I'm a big game.
Also, musically, you know, if you're talking like the roots of jazz music, it's so much a part of that story of not just Irish, but other European traditions kind of mixing together, borrowing, sometimes stealing. You know, we could definitely talk about appropriation and that sort of thing. But this gradual blending process that gives us those music styles.
Right on, right on. So, unfortunately, we got to wrap up because we got other people to put on. But, dude, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you calling in from, you know, grad school in Philadelphia. I'm sure it's hard stuff, and I wish you well.
Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it. No, so much great stuff, and I'm gonna pass this on. I'm gonna listen to Cyberchat on the way home. This stuff is dope. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Front
thank
Porch
you.
Matthew Orwell, Cyberchat, Front Porch Roots Music School, September 7th, dude. Cybertrad. That stuff is...
Hope to see you there.
Yeah, it's going to happen. All right, thank you so much.
Take it easy.
All right, you too.
Wow. Okay, my arm hurts now.
I know, I bet.
My arm hurts now. I mean, you know.
Thank you so much.
It's been a minute since I've done ballet. I'm not used to holding my arms up like that. But it was cool to talk with him. That was awesome.
Yeah. That was great. The life was... I knew it was going to be dope, but I didn't know it was going to be like
that dope. Yeah.
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 But I mean, it's what it is.
And
I love having it. So here are just some of the artistic events happening this week. Whoa. Currently running. September 9th, the Gun Gunny.
What?
All Techniques Remain Strong, an exhibition of paintings on eucalyptus bark from the West Daly region of Northern Australia. From the Kluge Roo Aboriginal Art Collection. What are we listening to? Currently running.
He doesn't normally have the cans on.
Today's Live Eggs Benefit Jazz Brunch at Brasserie. How do you say that, Brasserie?
Brasserie Saison. Thank you.
Brasserie Saison. Benefits Seaville Pride. Tomorrow, Laugh Your Ass Off. Comedy open mic. Hosted by Chris Allen and the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. I just read what's written.
Now. I know.
Tomorrow, dance, music, poetry, magic, and more are welcome at the open mic night at the Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar. Bang. September 5th, Second Street Gallery Season 45 kickoff party. At where? Second Street Gallery.
Oh, there.
That makes sense. September 6th, Spoken Word Open Mic. One mic stand at Piedmont Virginia Community College, the Earl Dickinson Building. Nice building. Good place. September 6th, also, Seville Writer House and New Dominion Bookshop offers brown bag lunch with Elizabeth Derby, where professional copywriter and brand strategist Elizabeth Hope Derby gives her talk, how to promote yourself and your work without feeling like a fraud or a sleazeball. That's what it actually says.
Okay.
I was like, wow. I was like, I want to do that, but I don't want to feel like a fraud or a sleazeball. And then I read without feeling like a fraud or a sleazeball. It's like, oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
September 6th.
Wow.
All right. Also September 6th, Ante Up Comedy Host Battle Edition with Winston Hodges and Chris Allen at the X-Art Park. Oh, it's all comedy all week. Well, it's always all comedy here in Charlottesville. September 7th through the 16th, the musical about marriage and mayhem. At Shannon Arts in Stanton.
Do we really need the and mayhem part for that? Sorry.
I mean...
Sorry.
I don't know the name of it. Is that just the musical about marriage and mayhem? Okay, whatever.
It should have been you.
We had them on the show.
We had them on the show.
Oh, it should have been you.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi,
I thought
Alejandro.
You were saying that it should have been me. I was like, what? Why? I don't know why. September 7th, First Fridays. Look for art openings on or around the downtown area like Philip Marlin's Abstract by Intuition at the Charlottesville Writer House. Ujo and Joku, yay! Paintings at New Dominion Bookshop. I love her. Second Street Gallery, Teeny Tiny Trifecta, featuring three small works from a collection of artists, including locals like Stacey Evans, Eileen French, Michelle Gagliano,
yes.
Lou Haney, Sam Gray, woo, and more. Valencia Robin and Matt Smithson, show of painting and animation, she said, he said, there's a lot of S's in this, at New City Arts Welcome Gallery. Tim O'Kane's paintings in a show, One Intention in a Troubled World at Chroma Projects Art Lab. This is all at First Fridays, September 7th. You can find these at different places, so check it all out. There's a whole bunch of stuff to walk around and look at while you're drinking. September 8th, Laugh Your Ass Off! Chris Allen and friends at the Paramount Theater.
Did we just do that?
Yeah, no, there's more. There's more Laugh Your Ass Off.
Oh, all there's more. There's
the
a lot.
Chris is working this week.
Apparently.
He's working this coming week.
Apparently.
I'm going to need an ass this week, Chris.
Yeah,
I can't just be laughing it off every day. I need it for things.
You know what?
I got movies to watch.
You know what?
Video games to play.
I think you'll be okay. I think you got enough.
I'll just get a donut, I guess. baseball seat cushion. September 8th, novelist Lucy Tan, author of What We Were Promised, and poet Stephen Hitchcock read from their work of the New Dominion Bookshop. And for your music options this week.
Oh, my. Yes. So today, various blues bands battle it out to see which one represent the Central Virginia Blues Society at the 2019 International Blues Challenge in Memphis. All right. X Park, 1-6 today. Be there. Nelson County singer-songwriter Alice Claire plays the Batesville Market at 1. Gary Randall at Glasshouse Winery at 3. September 6th, spoken word open mic nights at Piedmont Virginia Community College, V. Earl Dickinson Building. The Seaville Writer House and Dominion Bookshop offer a brown bag lunch with... Wait a minute. Oh, he double printed. Okay. Gangplank Road at James River Brewery at 4. Tonight, Sammy Horn at Fellini's. September 4th, the Virginia Consort singing of Mozart's Requiem at the Church of the Incarnation. The Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar on the 5th. Timeless at Dirty Nelly's. Mojo Pie at the Shabin Pub. LG and Friends at the Whiskey Jar. Josh Mayo's Open Mic Night at 1221 Market Street. Psychedelic Blues Rock by Bended Light at Rapture. That's all on the 5th. Oh, my God. On the 6th, Charlottesville Baroque Ensemble, Three-Notched Road, opens its season with some Bach cantatas. At the First Presbyterian.
It's a Bach time.
He's... Maybe not funny. Charlottesville Chamber Music Festival offers a free concert at the Paramount Theater. Also on the 6th, the Currys at the Whiskey Jar. The Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar presents 7th grade girl fight with Sun Dream and Chicago's Kelly Francis.
No, I
want to
see
7th
grade girl fight.
You do want to see that, don't you?
They're swinging. They don't.
That is.
7th grade girls, they don't care about
They don't. Ready? No, there's no form. It's just. On the 7th, Sweet Afton and Dirty Nellies, the Pollux play Fridays after 5 at the Sprint Pavilion, Scuffletown and Glasshouse Winery. On the 8th, Anlar at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. The Gladstones at Jefferson Vineyards, South Canal Street at Bold Rock Cidery. Nasty presents Back to School Special Dance Party at the Jefferson Theater. Oh, that's interesting. Back to school, but it's got nasty in the title. Is that 18 or up? I'm just asking.
Say,
anyway.
I mean, UVA.
They're just sliding that in there, aren't they?
Kids are back.
Every Friday, it's the Pickin' and Grinnin' Vocal and Music Jam at James River Brewery in Scottsville. Every Sunday, Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School. Seafoot, Charlottesville. Friends of Old Time Music Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. I'm just waiting for David to like shout weirdly again. Red and the Rantics at the Whiskey Jar, ATM Unit at Rapture, Songwriter Night at the Local. Every Tuesday, the traditional session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Sales at the Bebadero, darling. Every Wednesday, here's the list. Every Wednesday, Open Mic Night at Pro Ray, Not a Farm Brewery.
Boom!
Open Mic Night at Holly's Deli and Pub, hosted by Josh Mayo.
Boom!
Jazz Collective Number 9 at Fellini's Number 9.
Boom!
DJ and Friends at the Bebadero.
Ba-ba-boom!
Bachata Fusion at X Park.
Yeah! Da, 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 da.
501 Fossils at the Shabin.
Shabin!
And the Mike Krasinski and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. All right. Every Thursday, Lua at the Bebadero. Every Thursday, John Durr Quintet at Miller's. All right. Give me a drop.
He's been home.
This is Eli Cook, and you're listening to Homegrown on 94.7.
Huh? You know what you didn't say?
What?
6 minutes past September 7th.
Oh, I shit. Know. It's, what? 36 minutes.
36.
Past the hour.
36.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown. 94.7.
And where have you been?
Where have you been, young people?
We've been here for almost 40 minutes.
I've been sick.
You've been worried, ain't you? I know.
And concerned, mostly.
You are sick and tired of being sick and tired, ain't you?
Let me tell you.
Okay.
How many people I've called?
I know.
I've walked back and forth down this block.
You were about to call hospitals, weren't you? Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, I'm not mad. I'm just really disappointed.
That's our black mama moment.
Keith Morris is in the house.
Keith! Hello, what's hello. Up, dude?
Hello, hello.
The new album, Psychopaths and Syncophants, is out, which I actually thought was Tucker Carlson's new talk show. But,
Wow.
Too soon?
David, you've listened to the album, is what you're saying.
I actually can't front. I've only listened to pieces of the album, but with every piece, I'm like, I agree.
Right. And yeah. I just wanted to ask you personally, it says a message from Charlottesville. It sounds like the events of A12 affected you to the point where you felt like you needed to be creatively implanted into this idea of doing something about it, with quotes around that.
Oh, yeah. It was more like it wasn't a conscious thing so much as I had to say it or else I was just going to go crazy.
Been there?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I started writing this record. Oh, closer, sorry.
No worries.
So I started writing this record back when his Trump's campaign took off and started getting traction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had been following it from the start because I saw all the elements of fascism there. And I saw he was using minorities again to make a scapegoat out of them.
Yeah.
It's all out of Hitler's playbook. I mean, and it's just so starkly out of his playbook. It's just unbelievable sometimes. And so I did like Al did, you know, watched all this stuff and then watched his campaign get more and more traction, which really kind of, you know, a lot of this stuff is, it's just...
I found it to be personally frightening.
It is terrifying. But and you're black and I'm white. And I can tell you that for me, it's probably less terrifying in a way because I'm not going to be the one targeted so much. But it morally and ethically, it's about as terrifying as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
This is moral 9/11. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. All of America's chickens have come home to roost.
Yep.
And they've come home to roost in Trump's name. And they, you know, if you don't remember, like in 2012, when the news was talking about, oh, are we in a post-racial America?
God.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I do remember that. And that was funny.
We laughed out loud at that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then people would go on, you know, and talk to them, and they'd be like, no, there's an awful lot of racial problems.
Still happening.
And those people would be seen as crazy.
Yeah.
Or pushing race baiting or whatever.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. While white people race bait constantly. Mm-hmm. You have a president in the office because of racial baiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
To me, it's like post-traumatic stress if I were a minority. And for me, like I said, it's ethically, it's a hell of a thing to witness. I don't know. It's just an abomination. I don't know. I've never seen anything so awful. Just, you know, it's just, I watched this stuff growing up, you know, because I grew up in Georgia. And so I grew up around it, you know. It caused me.
Like Stone Mountain area or like?
Oh, Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I don't know. I grew up with it and it was around me all the time, caused me a lot of cognitive dissonance.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes perfect sense as I got older. It's like, well, I grew up a little confused about this sort of or suspicious of society because I saw all these things, you know. I saw the blatant racism, and it, you know, it's just horrible, and it's continued on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, and then even I wasn't cynical enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to be pretty cynical. Mm-hmm. Especially about white people and race.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't cynical enough. I mean, even I didn't think people were this racist.
Right. And that dude said moral 9/11.
I know, right?
Would you also argue the sense that maybe... Because what we're seeing is... Because the Klan did it with the masks on. And how they were identified is by their shoes.
Yeah.
So now the only difference is the politicians are doing it mask off. And they've elected and empowered an individual who tells it like it is, which means says racist stuff that we're afraid to say but actually believe.
Yeah, who are these people that believe it?
Yeah, I just think it's an unveiling of the truth that we actually believed, like you said, there wasn't enough cynicism. Like in the 90s, like we knew that, like, you know, the president and the powers that be were not in it for the lower class or the middle class, for that matter. And it's just kind of been this, from that moment on, it's just been kind of this snowballing. And
well, in the 80s and the 90s, they hid behind capitalism, right? Everything everything was, oh no, no, I'm just trying to make money. Like, yeah. That's all this is.
Bill Cosby got money. You know, it's possible.
And that's how most of them got into power, right? They were like, no, well, I'm just a businessman.
Remember Lee Atwater?
Yeah.
He used race hugely. Didn't they call it the Southern strategy?
Mm-hmm.
To use race to win in the South. Apparently it works in the Midwest, too.
Yeah. Much to our dismay.
Mm. I always say this. You know, in America, we talk about... America says things like, well, America has a problem with race. What are we going to do about the problem with race? And the fact of the matter is that America has a problem with race. It's called white people.
He said it. I didn't.
I love
we
you,
didn't
Keith.
Say it. We didn't say it.
We did not plan that.
I just want to let people know that there's no cue cards in the homegrown studio. He said that.
But seriously, like
Keith, you can come back on our show
anytime
you want. But, can we make that a bumper?
Right. No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, more white people need to say that. More people that look like you need to say that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
It's like conservatives used to say, well, all these radical fundamentalists, why doesn't someone in of their Muslim religion come out and condemn them? And, you know, then it comes to them. We have fundamentalists, too.
Mm-hmm.
They are just as idiotic. They might not chop off anybody's head now because they're not empowered to do so yet.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
Look how far we've fallen in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's like no bottom, you know. And I mean, this is why I wrote the album, is because artists have to speak up. Journalists obviously are doing the work they can do. But somebody, and it's artists who have the free rein to speak.
Yep.
They are an artist of are basically the moral center of a culture.
Yes.
And we didn't, I kept looking around for somebody to write about it. Somebody start talking. And nobody did it in the Second Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's doing it now. Not musically, not really. You don't see that 60s thing.
Yeah.
And I think that that was my thing. That was my motivation. Of course, I was losing my mind watching America fall into the... I'm not going to say that. You know what kind of...
FCC.
They be watching.
Yeah. No.
Falling into FCC Chairman Ajit Pai's soul.
Yes, which apparently has no bottom. No, but when I was listening to the album, like, I got a strong Bob Dylan feel. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like there are some tracks where I was like, did he get Bob to sing it? Like, what the
hell? Really?
Yeah, I was like, holy crap.
I haven't heard that. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm big on lyrics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be big on lyrics to do music, of course. But I think it's the type of music I've always responded to.
Yeah.
Because there's so much, especially when you're growing up, there's so much confusion. You're brought up in, especially are brought up in the South. It's a land of cognitive dissonance. You go to church, and these are supposed to be the good people.
Mm-hmm.
Church lets out, everybody's sitting around talking, and the N-word is flying left and right with just horrible tones.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like 6-7 years old looking around at that and going, wow, these are the good people?
Mm-hmm.
Something's missing from this equation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you grow up like that, and you need voices like Dylan, Leonard Cohen.
Mm.
Those types of people introduce you to a broader way of viewing, of experiencing life.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know... A lot of people need that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're cutting liberal arts out of colleges mm-hmm. more and more. And so people are not going to be exposed to mm-hmm. that kind of more open-minded.
Or more. Think that they can do it themselves. Or, well, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
they,
we got to talk about that. We got to talk about where the American songwriter has gone.
Yes.
And what has replaced it. And
can we fix that in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think we can. I think we can. I think we can fix this. We can fix the problem. We'll have the solution for the entire world
all
in
right.
10 minutes. We got to do a commercial first before we solve the world's problems. This is Homegrown. Drop!
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chris Allen. You're listening to Homegrown. This is 94.7.
49 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm David. That's Leslie. Clinton on the boards. We're talking about psychopaths and sycophants with Keith Morris.
Keith.
And we're about to play one of them jams right now. What did we decide on?
Psychopaths and sycophants.
We're going to play that title track coming up. This is Keith Morris and
the Crooked Numbers.
Psychopaths and sycophants from the early days on down. Nero threw the banner, oh, a chill went through the crowd. Psychopaths and sycophants fall in line or die. They got toadies there to warn you, turn your outrage to a sigh. Got no shame. Look in their eyes and nothing remains. All your suffering's been a game.
Come on, come on.
They feed on power and control. Corruptible judges and CEOs. Ted Bundy lurking down below. Alternative facts and idiot tweets. An unstable man with a war. Now come on. Thank you. burn people down.
Woo! 54 minutes past the hour. That was Psychopaths and Syncophants. Title track on the new Keith Morris album.
Keith Morris and the Crooked Numbers.
Keith Morris and the Crooked Numbers. Oh my God. Line up. Yo,
oh my God.
Line up. Brian Jones, Stuart Myers, Daniel Clark, Devin Sproul.
Davina Jackson,
what?
Baby.
Tom Prutt, Bud Bryan on bass. Like, this is like all star local Seville lineup. Talk
it's,
about
it's a combination of Seville and Richmond. There's a lot of Richmond guys on the record. Mm-hmm. And those guys are just
shout amazing. Out to RVA.
Stephen McCarthy was started the he's plays pedal steel on the records. He started the Long Riders years ago. And he played with the Jayhawks for a long time. And he plays pedal steel on the record. It's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, he's just amazing. And you've got Daniel Clark on there, too. And Daniel plays piano for Katie Lang, Ryan Adams. I mean, he's top shelf and can play classical jazz. And I like using jazz guys on rock songs. Mm. It just, for some reason, it works for me.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, you can tell. You can tell in the music. Like, you can tell it's a rock track, but there's something extra. Yeah. And yeah.
I like the way, I think it's because I love bass and grooves.
Yeah.
And so I love the jazz players. Absolutely. And those guys are just great. My guys are on the album, and those guys from Richmond are on the record. And, you know, it was hard to fail.
CD release concert is at the Ix Park September 7th.
On the 7th.
So you need to bring yourself out there and get your day drink on there too. So it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Wes Charlton is going to be on the bill with us. And Devin Sproul is kicking things off.
Oh, I love Devin.
Oh, Devin's awesome. And then she's going to sing with us. And Dev's singing with us with Davina.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Keith, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Me.
Yeah, you're going to be back on the show again.
Oh, definitely.
When you do another Rage album on the
anytime, I'll come by here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, more shredding, for sure.
Thank you so much, Keith.
No, it's all amazing. Right. Stay tuned for the Sunday morning wake-up call. Leslie, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
I don't think I said that. Putin, I love you too. Let's give it to Sunday morning wake up call. Thank y'all so much. We will see you next week. And
peace. This has been Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. We'd like to thank our guests Matthew Olwell and Keith Morris for bringing such wonder to our lives. Our opening music is from Spit It Out Inc. Our event music today was from Matthew Olwell and Cybertrad. And right now is more of Keith Morris and the Crooked Numbers going on underneath me. Any complaints about Homegrown should be directed to our attorneys at the fine firm of Tochterman, Overman, Munson, and Burke. Legal services like a song. See ya.
Animal rescue. I can't call. No police.
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.